This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Many Nights Ahead is a bluegrass band that only began calling itself a band last April. Since then, they've recorded an EP. They've learned how many egg cartons you need to cover the walls of a closet, which they did to create a studio so they could record that EP. The record is called You Pick Around. Many Nights Ahead is going to be playing tonight in Charlotte at Puckett's Farm Equipment and tomorrow in Raleigh at Slim's Downtown. They are here with us now. Drake Carey on the mandolin, Carlton Greenwald on the guitar and six-string banjo, Walker Turner on the banjo and guitar, Austin Shiflett on harmonica, Ross Gulliver on the bass and vocals, and Amy Holosky is on vocals. Welcome, all of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're from Virginia mostly, huh?
Yes, we're located in Harrisonburg. It's in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah, where you might actually find a place called Polecat Hollow.
Yeah, if you look hard enough, I'm pretty sure.
Is there a real place? Because, you know, who wants to come from Polecat Hollow? Anybody know?
Yeah, there's a real place called Polecat Hollow.
Yeah, and you, I don't want to ask how it got its name.
Well, Polecat is skunk, and I guess it's just...
A lot of skunks up there, I guess.
kind of where it...
A lot of skunks live in the hollow.
So you haven't been a band long. How'd you get together?
It was initially formed with Ross, Walker, and Bucky, and they were just jamming. And they were like, it'd be really cool if we made it a full-time thing. And so we all knew each other prior to and from high school and stuff. So we started jamming and never stopped.
Let's hear what it sounds like. Can you play a song?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
It'd be great.
Fear these buildings high above and look for the place that we can call home, somewhere to write our names in stone. Through all these hills and turns of the road, Virginia is where my heart will yearn to go. Those damn city lights, it's poison for the soul and drowns the night. Cause one thing's for certain and one thing is true, you better watch your back before they get a hold of you. You could hide in a holler, you could run down a lane, but the weak will always die in vain. Search for comfort, trying to keep our souls sound by driving fancy cars and painting the town. Climb atop a mountain and you will know the hills of Virginia, they are home. You better watch your back before they get a hold of you. You could hide in a holler, you could run down a lane, but the weak will always die in vain. I said the weak will always die in vain.
The hills of Virginia, Many Nights Ahead, and their new EP is called We Pick Around. They're going to be in Charlotte tonight and in Raleigh tomorrow. They are here on the State of Things today. Ross, let's talk a little bit about how you got together, because it's one thing to just jam with bands, but, you know, when you play this kind of music, y'all got to be together and you sound together, which is pretty surprising for a band that's only been at it since April.
Thank you. Well, Bucky and I played in high school. We used to play in rock or metal, and we were all over the place, and we jammed with Walker too, and so really, I mean, we'd all played together before, but switching to bluegrass didn't start until last April.
And why did you switch? Had you grown up listening to the music?
Oh yeah, it had been around us all the time, and I mean, we knew about it and we'd heard it, and I don't really know what started the switch for me, but once we played it, I loved it.
Yeah, I guess. For me, it was you know, we all grew up with bluegrass and it was around, but we all came from different backgrounds, kind of like what Ross mentioned. Bucky and Ross were in like metal, and Austin and Walker and I kind of started with blues, and Drake was into all kinds of things, but, you know, never really dabbled with the band. So, you know, we all brought what we knew and formed our own kind of sound.
But that's interesting. I mean, did it happen, Walker? Let me ask you. Was it kind of organic because you're coming from all these different backgrounds, and then the kind of average was bluegrass, or was there a preference in your own backgrounds? How did you come to it?
Well, I guess we knew we wanted banjo. So I mean, that,
not a lot
that
of not a lot of banjo metal bands.
No,
so that's
no,
one
that's
thing.
True.
If you wanted to be in the band, you better go to bluegrass, right?
Well, yeah, and I guess you know, Austin, you know, was one of the first people I thought of to help to get in the band with us. And, you know, obviously him bringing the harp with the blues is really going to help shape it. And that kind of helped. And we still wanted to kind of stay true to roots with, you know, bluegrass style. But like Amy said, just kind of blend what we all knew.
Will you play another one for us?
Yeah.
That's where I'll be.
Deep Beneath the Clay, Many Nights Ahead. They're going to be playing tomorrow night in Raleigh at 9 o'clock, Slim's Downtown. They're going to be at Charlotte tonight at 8 o'clock, and you can catch them again. If you want to drive to Charlotte, do that. Otherwise, stay here and see them tomorrow night, or stay right where you are and listen to them. Amy, for a little singer, you got a big voice.
Oh, thank you. That last one was actually Graveyard, but that's one of our newest singles. But yes, thank you.
Yeah, which, are you trained? Did you get some?
No, I would say I'm self-trained. I did choir in high school, but other than that, I kind of just really listen to those that I look up to and, you know, go from there.
This kind of music has a real soul and a power. I mean, I suppose all music does, but I wonder if you, because you came to it almost accidentally, it sounds, mm-hmm. it's not like something you'd been aspiring to your whole life. So when you found this music, is there kind of a marriage for you in the way that you can bring passion to music and these songs really require it?
Yeah, and to be honest, it's actually surprised me how much I have really meshed with the sound of this band. I sang blues and like rock, you know, mostly like or soft rock. And so when I came into this, I had no clue what I was doing really. But yeah, I brought what I knew and we've worked well together and created that sound.
You're a fast learner is all I'll say.
Thank you.
You play another song for us?
Deep, deep, deep beneath the clay.
Many Nights Ahead, live on the State of Things. Many Nights Ahead is Drake Carey on the mandolin, Carlton Greenwald on the guitar and six-string banjo, Walker Turner on the banjo and guitar, Austin Shifflin on harmonica, Ross Gulliver on bass, and Amy Holowski on vocals. I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having us. It's been awesome.
You can catch him tonight in Charlotte at 8 o'clock, Puckett's Farm Equipment, or tomorrow in Raleigh, 9 o'clock, Slim's Downtown. The latest EP is called, what's your latest EP?
We Pick Around.
We Pick Around is the latest record. You can get that too, and I'm sure it's easy enough to find. I want to say goodbye. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, many nights ahead.